Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by NMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at NMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. NMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting NMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man, the pandemic, you are through. I think you have done us wrong. Well, hello. Hello, hello, everybody. And welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreif. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moreif. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We talk about inflation. We talk about the supply chains, jobs numbers, which we'll talk about this week. But mostly what we talk about is how all of that fits together and how it's going to affect your retirement planning. Because after all, this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moreif, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moreif. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that, as I mentioned, specializes in retirement planning. So all of the ideas that you hear on this show, everything we talk about, these are the very same things we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our goals are, I think, pretty straightforward. We want you, we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. And so we want you to go and enjoy that. And we want you to have financial peace of mind. And we want your money to last as long as you do. And so if that all aligns with you, then I think this is the show for you. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And we do podcast this show, so please subscribe. We now are averaging about 1,000 new subscribers a week, so I'd like for you to be one of them. And also make sure you go to the website and avail yourself of all of our resources. We have videos, we have articles, we have all kinds of stuff on retirement planning to arm you with all that you need in our view. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. The first thing I want to go over with you is the jobs report that just came out, and it's very interesting. I want to go over all the stuff that that tells us and what it means to your investments, to your retirement going forward, so we'll have that for you. Also, since we are in the gift-giving season right now, I thought I would talk about the greatest gift that you can give yourself. Now, I know this is the time to give to others, and I get all that, but I wanted to go over with you what is the greatest financial gift you can give yourself, of course, in my opinion. Now, also, we're going to talk about how to maximize Social Security, as we do every week, and so what we do here is you send me your questions. My email address is ken@rpoa.com, and if you send me your questions, I will endeavor to answer those. So we have some for you this week, so we'll go over how to maximize your Social Security benefits. And then also, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have an investment principle that says that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. And so when you're near retirement or you're already retired, the nest egg, your principal, is what's going to sustain you during your retirement. And so protecting that and making sure it's going to be able to do what it's supposed to do, we feel is very, very important. And that's why we don't believe that you should buy and hold. We believe you should hold, yes, but you should also have a strategy to sell. And in our firm, we call that invest and protect. So yes, you should invest, but yes, you should also protect. Now, you may have noticed that the stock market, the S&P, the Dow, have been incredibly volatile lately. I mean, they're up just tons every other day, it seems like. And so it's a little scary out there. And my question for you, ladies and gentlemen, is what would you do if there was another market crash? Are you ready for that? Are you prepared? And so we want to go over with you how to be prepared and what to think about later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Boom! Somebody stop me!
Don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, I want to go over with you a part of the estate tax code and all of that that is called the gift tax code. And it is a section that talks about gifting and the taxes imposed upon gifting. And our friends at the you-know-who, the IRS, yeah, those guys, they want to tax if you give too large of a gift. They are literally the Scrooge that steals Christmas. So we want to go over with you the gift tax rules so that you do not run afoul of the tax collector when it comes to giving all your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs all their holiday and their Christmas gifts. So we'll have that for you later on in the show at about 10 till. So I know you'll stay tuned for the entire program. So first of all, before we get going, I want to wish everybody the happiest of happy holidays. I want to thank you for having listened to the show all year long. You guys are fantastic. It's just wonderful to, from my end, to think that maybe something we've done on this show has helped you in your retirement planning. And if that's the case, then that's the best Christmas present that I could ask for, is to help somebody to have some modicum of financial security. So thanks for listening to this show. I appreciate it. As I said, we do podcast it. Encourage your friends to listen to this show. The more, the merrier, I think. So let's go over the jobs report and let's talk about what it means to your retirement and to your investment. So first of all, very interesting kind of thing has been happening. The unemployment benefits last week continued around a 50-year low. So basically what it means is that the number of people that are filing for unemployment is near a 50-year low. And so that bodes well for saying that the economy is getting better. Also, continuing claims, or the number of Americans who are receiving unemployment aid, dropped by about 1.9 million. Dropped to 1.9 million, which is a decrease of about 8,000 from the previous week. And the report also showed that 2 million Americans are collecting jobless benefits. That's a minor increase of 123 people. But by comparison, a year ago, we had 21 million people who were receiving benefits. So it appears that the job market is healing and we're trending back to a pre-pandemic level. So what does this tell us? Well, of course, as you know, our economy is 70% the consumer. We are a consumer-driven economy. And so if the consumer has a job, and if the consumer is feeling confident, then likely is that they're going to spend money. If they do, then companies' profits will rise, and in theory, right, presumably. And as you know, we believe, and it has been shown historically to be the case most of the time, that it is not the health of the economy necessarily that drives the stock prices. It's not even the employment numbers necessarily, although they're related. It is profits that drive stock prices. And the example I've given many times before is, you know, if Walmart tomorrow figured out how to run their entire business with no people and laid off, 75,000 employees or however many they have, that would have a huge jump on the unemployment number. But guess what that would do to Walmart stock? It would probably go way up, because now their profits are skyrocketing because they can do stuff without the expense of labor. So keep in mind that it's always about profits in our view and not necessarily the economy and labor. However, jobs and the strength of the economy will affect most companies. So it does have an indirect. So our view is still that we are headed towards growth next year as the economy continues to heal, as we see jobs continue to get better and people going back to work. Companies are having a hard time with that, but we think that'll heal. The supply chain is just opportunity knocking for entrepreneurs to figure out how to make it better. And that's what we do in this country. We see adversity, we see challenge, and we see the potential of making millions of dollars as an entrepreneur. And guess what happens? People invent new ways of doing things. They figure out how to make it work. And that's great. That's the greatest thing we have in our economy is that entrepreneurial spirit. And so because of all of those things, we still view, despite all this volatility, that we're going to see new highs heading into the new year. Now, having said all of that, I don't have a crystal ball, obviously. And though I have been right more often than I've been wrong, I'll just say, in fact, for those of you who have followed this show, you know that our fearless forecast for this year was 35,000 on the Dow. And it looks like that's probably about where we're going to end the year. It looks like right around that. And so our fearless forecast for next year, I'll have it at the beginning of the year for you. But right now, it looks to me like next year should be a continued healing process for the economy. The Omicron virus that seems to be worrying a lot of people appears not to be as deadly. We have lots of infections, but we don't have lots of deaths associated with that. That's a good thing. And so all of those things combined, we believe, are going to bode well. Now, having said that, as I said, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what the future holds. And I do know that there's always the possibility that something could come along that we were not aware of that changes everything. I mean, right now, there's a possibility that China could invade Taiwan, or Russia could invade Ukraine, or they could both do it at the same time and say, okay, America, stop us. We dare you. They may collude and do that. If that were to happen, I think we would see a big drop in the markets. So there's all kinds of risk out there. And our view is that you should be prepared for that in advance. And I'm going to talk later on in the show that it's a little scary out there. And what would you do if there was another market crash? But in our view, preparing for that is important. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, we have a strategy that we call Invest and Protect. It is designed mostly for people who are retired or retiring soon. If you're a younger person, it might not be the best strategy for you because you've got time and you've got wages. But for those of you who are within 5 years of retirement or who are within the first 5 years of your retirement, we believe it is a very, very important to have a strategy of diversification, protection of principal, and we want to help you with that. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, what you'll see is that you can attend one of our seminars. We have seminars now on retirement planning as we come out of this pandemic. We talk about Social Security decisions, income tax decisions. We talk about where you should get your money, what you should do with your 401k. We talk about reducing your income taxes. We have tons of information on these seminars, and they are virtual and they are free. Okay, so you can attend them at your leisure. And there's no charge or obligation, as I said. If we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. So we look forward to having you visit one of our seminars, and you can find it all at rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the greatest gift that you can give yourself. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. And that's people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, this show is designed for you. Our entire firm is geared to help you to have two things. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind.
Shazam.
And Gomer, it is absolutely Shazamable. And if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. You can subscribe to the show, have it podcasted. You can listen to it at your convenience. Also, we have tons of information. We have videos, we have articles, all about retirement planning to help you to be the most informed consumer. And again, our website, rpoa.com. And in case you didn't know this, because I think I've never said it before, let me think. Yeah, maybe I haven't. Barron's recently named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors. Actually, they did that now. They did it 8 years in a row.
Which, wow, I feel good.
And I do, and it blows my mind. I'm so flattered, but I know that without our beloved and most valued clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you, we thank you, we're so appreciative. We're going to talk now about the greatest gift that you can give yourself. Now, I know that this is a time of the year when we're all making gifts to each other, and that's wonderful, and I think, and I'm going to be doing that here this weekend, so I know exactly, so don't misunderstand. But there is something that I think you can do for yourself that would be, in my view, the greatest financial gift that you could give yourself. And what would that be? Well, it would be the gift of being debt-free. You know, one of the things that we talk about with clients is that when you retire, so should your debt be retired. So we get questions from clients all the time. Should I pay off my mortgage? Should I pay cash for my car? Or should I take a loan out on it? You know, should I put things on a credit card or whatever it may be? Anytime you're taking on debt, you're taking on risk. And the assumption behind what most calculators tell you is that if you can borrow money, let's say at 3% or whatever for a mortgage, and that's what you're paying, and you can invest your money and make 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever percent, then you should not pay off your mortgage, because in essence, what you're saying is I'm taking the money that I would have paid off my mortgage with, and I'm investing it, and I'm making more than the 3% that I would save by paying off the mortgage. So financially, on paper, if you do the math on all of that, it makes a lot of sense. Now, the problem with it, of course, in my view, is that you are betting, in this case, that your investments are going to be able to do that. And the challenge that creates, especially once you are retired, is that your investments may be subject to something we'll talk about later in the show, but there could be a market crash. There could be some great volatility going on. It may be a really, really bad time for you. Your investments may not be producing enough to do that for you. And if they're not, then all of a sudden you're digging deeper into your investments than maybe you want to, and that could create all kinds of issues. So in our view, and we're very conservative, we want our clients to be as bulletproof, as protected from the vagaries of the markets, the vagaries of inflation and all the stuff. We want you to be able to have complete financial peace of mind if that's possible. And in our view, one of the ways is to have no debt. Now, if you do, for example, pay off your mortgage, which that is our preference versus investing the money. And when you do pay off your mortgage, what you're doing is you're investing the money essentially at the interest rate that you're paying on your mortgage. So for example, if you have a 3% mortgage and you pay off that mortgage, you've just made 3% on your money. You've saved that 3%. So what does that mean? Well, is that good or bad? In our view, it's not going to be the best investment you'll ever make. But I can tell you right now, it won't be the worst investment you'll ever make either. And for us, peace of mind is number one. Having your money last as long as you do is also number one. We give them both the same equal weighting. And if you're in debt, then you have that risk. Now, let's suppose in the scenario where you do pay off your mortgage and you do have no debt, and suddenly, you know, yes, we have another Great Depression or another 2008 or something like that. And now your investments are way down and your ability to produce the income that you had before is impaired. Well, now what happens is that your electric bill could literally be like the candle that you put on your coffee table, and your food could be the vegetables you grow in your backyard if you absolutely had to. But if you have no debt, the risk to you is extremely reduced, and the remaining expenses that you have tend to be variable. You can choose not to travel. You can choose not to go out to eat. You can choose not to do stuff. So you have variable expenses. And when you're retired, the more that you can eliminate fixed costs and live primarily with what are called variable expenses, the ones that you have control over, you can shut it off, reduce it, the more secure you will be financially, in our view. So when we talk to clients, we're always talking about get out of debt. If you still have debt, let's put together a game plan to get you out of debt so you have no debt. And as I said, when you retire, so should your debt be retired. So that's our view. Now, I want to tell you that if you would like to, one of the things that we do with existing clients, of course, as well, and we update it periodically. But if you would like to visit with one of our retirement planners, one of the things that we'll do with you is we'll go through what we call a retirement cash flow plan, a retirement cash flow plan. And what we do is we want to look at all the sources of income that you have, all the sources of expenses that you have, and we want to see if we can help you to find ways to reduce your income taxes, find ways to pay off debt, find ways to maximize the amount of income you're going to get during your retirement. We also want to see if you have enough to retire, if you're thinking about that. And this the retirement cash flow plan will help us to see that. Because what it does is it looks at your expenses versus your income. The difference will come from your investments. And if you don't have enough investments to cover that, then we want to make sure that we have a plan to grow your investments so that you can retire with the lifestyle that you want. Now, if the result of the RCFP, the retirement cash flow plan, is that you have enough to retire and your cash flow is appropriate, then guess what? We'll suggest to you that maybe you should retire and you start thinking about all the wonderful things you're going to do during your second childhood without parental supervision. You're going to go play. You're going to have fun. Whatever that means to you, we want to make that happen for you. So here's what you do. You go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll schedule a time to visit with you either in person or virtually. And what we'll do is we'll go through the RCFP with you. We'll also go through with you ideas on what to do with your retirement, Social Security, and all the rest of the decisions that you need to make. We'll help you with all of that at no charge or obligation. If we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, we will part friends. So
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yes, and Bogey is right. It is that. The beginning of a beautiful friendship. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to maximize Social Security. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about Social Security. And the way that we work this is that I'd like for you, if you are so inclined, to send me your questions. It's my email is ken@rpoa.com, and I'll endeavor to answer your questions. So let's go with question number one for today, and that is there any talk about letting younger people delay their benefits for 4 years after they reach their normal retirement age to maximize their delayed credits? My normal retirement age is 67 and a half, so it means I'm going to miss out on 2 years of delayed credits compared to somebody who started when they were 66. So let me talk about let me define our terms. So first of all, there's a term that says your full retirement age. That's your FRA. And your full retirement age is based on when you were born. So for some of you, it's 66, but for other of you, it could be as much as 67 and a half. So this question is correct. You're missing out on time. So will they extend that out? The other thing is, when do you start collecting the maximum benefit that you are able to get? That's what's called your PIA. And then there's your delayed retirement credits, which means that if you wait longer after your full retirement age, then what they do is they increase the amount of benefit that you get by 8% per year. So the question this person is asking is, I can't start collecting until I'm 67 and a half, so I only get 2 years worth of those 8% delayed credit increases in my benefit, when somebody else who is older than me, you know, who is born sooner, they could get more. So under the current law, the highest full retirement age is age 67, and that's for those of you born 1960 or later. So the 8% increases, you can earn them until you're age 70 and no later. This means that people born after 1960 can get 3 years of delayed credits instead of the full 4, which somebody who is born before that could get. So there's a lot of different ideas that have been bandied around. You know, they're talking about including offering an option to delay benefits past age 70, or even taking a lower amount now in order to have a higher amount at age 85, in case you're still alive by then. However, I can tell you right now that all the reform efforts that we've seen so far have been focused on restoring solvency to the system. Because as we've talked in other shows, the system is not solvent right now, okay? Especially with this last huge increase with inflation of benefits that everybody's getting, right? You're all going to get about a 6% increase. That is a lot of money taken out of the trust fund to compensate for that, which shortens the life of that trust fund. So they're going to have to work on making it solvent. So I think they're going to be more worried about making it solvent and not so much about restoring fairness to those of you who are born in a later year. So
stop whining.
So one of the things that I tell people is try not to rely on Social Security. Consider Social Security a supplement to your retirement, but don't rely on it entirely, because the thing is, at this point, is not solvent in about, 15 years from now. And so that's a concern. There probably will be means, steps taken to address that, but nevertheless, be self-sufficient. Don't rely on the government, is my view. So now, speaking of that, Social Security is extremely complex. In fact, if you go to the website, they tell you there are over 9,000 different combinations of ways that you can collect Social Security, depending on your age, depending on your marital status, depending on your income, depending on your health. All of those things interplay, and there's probably a different answer for every person listening to this show. So don't do this at home by yourself. You may leave tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table when it comes to when and how to collect Social Security. Talk to a professional about it. Our retirement planners are trained in Social Security. We certify them once a year to make sure that they're up to speed on all of that. So we can help you with that if you would like us to. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. We have seminars on Social Security you can watch that are virtual. Or what you can do is you can visit with one of our retirement planners, and we can help you to make those decisions. Now, keep in mind that if you visit with a retirement planner, we want to take a holistic point of view. We want to look at the entire picture. We want to look at your income taxes. We want to look at how much money you have, how much expenses. We want to build a retirement plan for you that has Social Security in it, as opposed to just talking only about Social Security. So all of that is at free for you, at no charge or obligation. We'll part friends either way. So go to rpoa.com to sign up for that. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about it. It's a little scary out there. What would you do if there was another market crash? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Today, I want to wish everybody a very happy holidays. And I am your host. I'm Ken Morafe, the Senior Retirement Planner at Retirement Planners of America. Thank you, Jack. And our firm is designed around helping as many people as we possibly can achieve those two things that I just mentioned, financial peace of mind and having your money last as long as you do. And the other thing that we would love to have for you is we want to help to facilitate what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. That's your retirement. That's what we think you're going to go do. And whatever that means to you, we want to help make that happen for you. Our website is rpoa.com. If you go there, you can podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe. We're going by about 1,000 subscribers a week, so you can be one of them and join the fun. And also, we have articles and videos, all kinds of stuff to help you to be an informed retirement person. Recently, Inc. magazine named us actually twice one of the 5,000 fastest growing companies in the United States. And we think that the reason for that is that our philosophy of invest and protect resonates with the people that we want to work with. And as I said, we want to work with people who are within the first within 5 years of retirement. So you can see retirement, you're not there yet, or you are within that first 5 years of your retirement. So you're that 10 years, that decade, in our view, is the single most important decade of your entire financial life. And the reason why I say that is because if you take a large hit, if you lose a ton of money in a big market crash, and you're within 5 years of retirement, that could delay you. That could delay you for many years. And, or worse, I think, would be that you're already retired, you're 3 years into retirement, you're within that first 5 years, and now what happens is that you experience a big loss in your money and it takes 4 or 5 years to recover from that. Then now what do you do? So either one of those scenarios, we want to help you to not experience. So we have a philosophy that is that, yes, you should buy, because if you don't buy anything, you don't have any investments to help you to get there. Secondly, you should hold, yes, and by that we mean diversify, have a quality portfolio of good investments, rebalance those, take care of your garden. But then the other part of it is we believe that you should also sell. So you should buy, yes, you should hold, yes, but you should also sell.
You can't handle the truth.
And the truth is that if you don't have a strategy to protect what you have, then you're going to be subject to whatever the market does. And the market can go down really fast, and it can harm you in a big way. And again, if you're in that decade that I was talking about, that could be very detrimental to all of your plans. So I'm entitled this segment, It's a Little Scary Out There. What would you do if there was another market crash? Well, you know, the thing about planning for your retirement and protecting what you have and all of that is that when a market crash comes, and I say when, I think there's going to be another one. I don't know when, but there will be. I mean, historically we've had them, and I don't think anybody will argue with me and say we will never have another one again. So if we're going to have one, we should prepare for that. And so I look at these market crashes, these big downs in the market, as kind of like a hurricane. And so we don't know when the hurricane's going to come. We don't know how bad it's going to be. We don't know exactly where it's going to hit. But if we are in a place where there are hurricanes, it is incumbent upon us to have a plan to address that, an evacuation plan. Where do we go for shelter? What do we do when we get to the shelter? Do we have water? Do we have food? Do we have a cell phone? All those kind of things that you think about when it comes to addressing a natural disaster kind of situation, I believe you should have that same sort of thinking when it comes to your retirement planning. Because if you don't have something to protect yourself when a big storm comes, a big market crash comes, then you're going to be, as would happen to many people in 2008 and Y2K, you know, you could lose a lot of money and it could take you years to recover, and that could derail all of your plans. So here's what there's several things that we believe. Our strategy is called invest and protect. So what we want to do is, We don't know what the market's going to do, but we know what it is doing. So our strategy is not one where we're looking at tea leaves and we're forecasting the future. We subscribe to an old Japanese proverb that says that no one knows what the market's going to do except for the market itself. Okay, so listen to what the market's saying. All the people out there who are prognosticators and who tell you the market's going to crash or no, we're going to hit all-time highs and all of that, you know, we're human. No one has a crystal ball. We can be very educated guessers and we can be accurate most of the time, but still, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know. So therefore, our strategy is agnostic, meaning that it looks at what the market is doing, and if the market it essentially looks at the trend, and if the trend is not our friend, as we say, then we get out. And as you guys know, in March of last year, literally the day before the pandemic was announced, our strategy said to get out. And so if those that followed our advice on the show or clients, you didn't experience the big down that came after that. And we want to protect you from that to the extent that we can. So if you want your money to last as long as you do, I would say that taking big losses should be something you should try to mitigate and protect against. Now, if you don't have that, then what will happen is the market goes down, and probably what you're going to do is be along for the ride and hope that it'll come back. Now, hope is not a good financial plan in my view. So here's what I encourage you to do. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor, or you can watch one of our virtual seminars where we talk about our Invest and Protect strategy. If you visit with one of our retirement planners, we will help you to build your retirement plan. The first thing we'll do is we'll do our RCFP, our Retirement Cash Flow Plan. We'll build for you how much risk you should take, how you should construct your portfolio. Do you have enough money to retire on? Where do you get your money from once you are retired? How do you reduce your income taxes? We'll help you with Social Security decisions. We'll do all of that, no charge or obligation. Now, once we've done all of that, then we'll also look at how to protect the strategy that we've built. We want to protect
you. I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. We want to protect you from the unforeseen down that we think is almost inevitable. And so we'll help you to see how that strategy works as well. So all of that, no charge or obligation. If we can help you, fantastic. If not, that's fine too. Okay, so we will part friends either way. So our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can sign up for all of the above. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the gift tax rules that now apply when Christmas time is here. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. One of the things that we are extremely flattered by is that Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 advisory firms twice. And as I said, we're flattered by that, but without our beloved and most valued clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for everybody listening to the show, I want to wish you all a very, very happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I hope that this year has been fantastic for you. I hope you're enjoying time with your family. And I want to particularly thank you guys for all the listenership and the support you've given us through this year. It's been awesome. It's been great. Next year is going to be even better. But I want to thank you guys for that. All always, always, I'm grateful to you. So this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that's called estate planning. And since this is the season of gifting, I thought it would be appropriate to go over with you the gift tax rules, because there is somebody out there that wants to be the Grinch that steals Christmas, and that's the IRS. Ouch. Yes, those guys, they want to steal all the fun out of Christmas by taxing your gifts. And so I want to go over with you the gift tax rules so that you can understand them and hopefully not run afoul of that. But before we do it, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate tax and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, what we're going to do is we're going to go over the gift tax rules so that when you are making gifts to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, you don't end up afoul of the tax collector. So the rules are this. So originally what they did was they came up with this notion of an estate tax, which means that upon your death, they wanted to, any assets you had that you would pass on to your heirs would be subject to an estate tax. Well, politicians being who they are, understand that if every time you make a gift to anybody, right? In other words, you buy somebody dinner or you give them a Christmas present or you whatever, that is a gift. And they said, we can't have every single person when that happens have to pay a tax on that. So they created the gift tax exemption. And the gift tax exemption says, this year anyway, that you can give $15,000 to as many people as you wish, and there will be no gift tax on that. If you get over the $15,000, then there would be a tax on that. Okay, there's a gift tax. So, now if you're a married couple, you can combine and you can give $30,000 to as many people as you wish. So if you are so inclined, you could put an ad in the paper and you and your spouse could give $30,000 to everybody who answers the ad that wants to receive $30,000 from you. Or maybe it's just your kids and your grandchildren or anything less than that. So the cap is $15,000 per person. Now, the tax on the gift is not paid by the person receiving the gift. It's paid by the person making the gift. The grantor is who pays the gift on the gift that they made. And it's not income taxable either to the person who receives it. So the person that receives a gift doesn't pay any taxes at all. The person making the gift is the one who potentially would pay the tax. And it's not income tax, it's a gift tax. And it's only if you give more than $15,000. So technically, if you really wanted to be a very good citizen, is you would keep track of every gift you make somebody during the course of a year. So if you take them out to dinner, you go to the ball game, you keep tabs of all of that. And if the total of all of that is more than the $15,000, you got to pay gift tax on that. Of course, few people do that, and I don't know how they would enforce it, but anyway, that's the rule. Now, if you're going to make a gift where you're writing a check or you're giving them an asset or you're doing any of that kind of thing, now that's very recordable and trackable, and so be sure you're aware of the gift tax rules, okay? So hopefully that helps you, and you don't have the Grinch come in and steal your Christmas this year. Now, one of the things that I've mentioned is that we are a firm that works with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then we'd love to help you to achieve what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. That's your retirement. We want your money to last as long as you do, and we want you to have financial peace of mind. So,
that's too wonderful to be true.
Well, Dorothy, it's not too wonderful to be true because it is true. So, but the only way we can help you is if you help us help you. So what you have to do if you want us to do that for you is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you have lots of things available to you. Number one, you can subscribe to the show here. You can have it podcasted. We have virtual seminars that you can attend on Social Security, on retirement planning. You can also watch videos. You can read articles. You can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. We'll do that with you virtually or in person, whichever works out best. And what we'll do is we'll build a retirement plan with you. We'll help you to make Social Security decisions. We'll help you to make income tax decisions, estate planning decisions, all that kind of stuff. We'll help you with all of that, no charge or obligation. And if you like what you see, you want to work with us, that is absolutely fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. So,
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. So take advantage of that. Go to rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is it the end?
Of course not.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morave or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.